Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mic. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
And welcome to Tinfoil Hat. You know I am. You know I'm here to do. I'm here to rock. Thank you guys for tuning in. Good morning, Swarm. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, spending a little time with us. I look like I'm the only one. I'm the only one who came today. I don't know where Johnny and Xavier are, but so it is. Daddy gets the ride solo. Hell yeah. But I appreciate you guys joining me. If you want to see me live, I got some live dates coming up. I will be in Cleveland tonight, October 23rd. I'll be at Hilarities at 9:30. Okay. The link is in the bottom end of this show description. Okay. And then I will be in Philly, November 12th through the 14th. I'll be at the Philadelphia Heliums. And then I will be at Lombard, Illinois, November 21st, live at the Afterlife. And then way in December, St. Louis, I'll be December 3rd through the 5th at the St. Louis Helium. Yeah, guys. If you want to support the show, check out the, we got some amazing shirts. Go to tinfoilhattshirts.com. And we got new shirts every month. We got the Rage Against Machine. We got the new Swarm shirts. It's a great way to support the show. So go to tinfoilhattshirts.com and check it out. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It was a lot of fun. And hey, Daddy likes being solo. All right, enjoy the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. All right, man. Now let's just get into it. I'm very excited to have this gentleman on. I was on his podcast. It is a great podcast. It's trust me, I've done it. Some people call it one of the greatest hours of verbal communication ever. It's called Glitch in the Code, and it's on David Icke's Iconic. Please welcome Richard Willett. How are you, dude?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
How good was that intro, dude?
That was good.
Professional, dude. Professional.
Smooth.
Thank you, brother. Real quick before we get started, I did enjoy doing your show. I learned a lot on the show talking to you. It was a wonderful conversation. Can you tell them a little bit about your podcast?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 5-6 years now. I work with David Icke, Gareth, and Jamie Icke. So it's called glitchinthecode.com. I started it before I met those guys, and obviously doing this work, got to meet those guys, did some film work with them. So now I do regularly do a lot of the video work on iconic.com. So the documentaries I make, series I make. And one of the shows on there is my podcast show, which is the video version of Glitch in the Code. And then you can hear the audio versions, just the audio stripped, basically on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube for free. So the video version goes on iconic.com. And I've had some amazing guests on there. Richie Allen. I've had, obviously, David's coming on soon. I've had yourself. I've had all sorts of people. Who have I had?
You stop there.
Mark Windows.
That's three big names. Don't need to keep going.
With David, and then I went up, which I thought was
thank
good.
You. Yeah. You're already on the Mount Rushmore. You're doing that well. So I really enjoyed being on your show. It's always fun to talk to anybody across the pond. I really do. Like, I think we take this for granted, like how amazing like this, what we're doing right now is. And so what we have going on right now, I just got a strike on YouTube for a show that's very old, a couple weeks old. And It didn't even have QAnon in the title. We talked about it briefly. It was deep into the episode, and they gave me a strike. And they're like, you know, this is a strike against your channel. We've seen The Purge on YouTube. What is going on across the pond? Is it as bad? Is it worse? Is it different? Well, are you seeing a giant censorship of the truth? I know David Icke just had that giant video taken down, but is there more going on?
Absolutely. It's the same. It is what you talk about. I think not where you come from. So it's anything. I know the guys from The Last American Vagabond, obviously been in, I think it's Canada. And them guys went down a couple of days ago. They're a big website in themselves doing this stuff. I think Richie Allen's been chucked off a couple of times. David obviously got banned off straight after the London Real big interview that he did, where he mentioned possible connections between 5G and COVID, not saying it caused COVID. He was saying that the effects of 5G at 60 gigahertz will give you similar results, similar, what do you call them, problems,
symptoms.
Similar symptoms that 5G would at 60 gigahertz. It's something to ponder, but he didn't say it caused it. So anyway, he got chucked off for that. We've seen it left, right, and center, right at the moment. I believe anything we put out, basically, Dave is getting Twitter bans every week, pretty much now. He'll be off Twitter. It's the only one he survived on his YouTube page. When we launched Iconic, we were actually on Vimeo at the start. So we were hosting our videos on Vimeo. And I said to Jamie Icke, who basically runs the company, I said, Jamie, we need our own server because we're going to go soon. The Vimeo are going to take us down. So luckily we did. We built our own server. And when David did that video, the London Real interview, which got millions, multiple millions of views, they didn't just attack David and take his website and take him off YouTube, take him off Facebook. They actually took all of our videos off of Vimeo.
Unbelievable.
Bear in mind, we pay for Vimeo as well. We paid for
I
that
agree
account.
With that. That has happened to me. I've had videos taken down. And it's so crazy because Vimeo has a kind of small window to kind of jump on YouTube. I know there's a couple of people doing bit shoots out there. They're doing a wonderful job. But it's like, why are you censoring? You should be like, no, come here. Put your stuff here. We'd love to have it. But this is what happens when you allow four or five groups to own everything. And they have long reaches. I've been locked out of my SoundCloud account. It's the oldest account I've had outside of my Twitter that I've already lost. And I've lost my Twitter. I've lost my SoundCloud, you know, and it's just kind of crazy, man, how they're losing the narrative. But I think it's the Streisand effect. And I think they're only adding power to it. They're only fueling it. Well, I know when I got taken down for boner pills for my the first time my YouTube channel got taken down, I was lucky enough I had some friends make calls and it got put back up. But, you know, what was the point I was making there? But it's just like when it first got taken down, it was just like that's the marketplace, man. And here's the thing, man. This could all be changed if our listeners would just follow us wherever we go. Yeah. If they would just do it. It's not like you're asking them to get into a car and drive somewhere. You're just simply asking them to put this into the toolbar and address bar. And so it's really simple. Like, that's the only way this thing changes is if the people get sick and tired of it. Here in the States, we're seeing that the silent majority. We're seeing a lot of that. But people need to just, like, you know, I'm thankful to be on YouTube. I'm happy I'm still there. I mean, it's I probably think it's inevitable, which really sucks because I've been working really hard on this channel. And I mean, some good people got kneecapped, and it's just, I mean, what we see the government doing with COVID and destroying family-ran businesses, we're seeing the techs do this with people's businesses, Matt. To lose your YouTube channel is like, it's like crippling. It's crippling. But I'm seeing more and more people building their own servers like you guys, and I think that's the way to go. It's very scary out there. I don't think they can control it without completely destroying the internet, which is probably on the table as well, you know, but they make so much money off of data. But the reason I wanted to have you on, besides you're wonderful to talk to and you have stunning hair, my friend,
Thank you.
You brought up something in our conversation and on your podcast when you were nice enough to have me on. And we were talking about, you know, why we're going into the Middle East. What's the real reasons? They told us one thing that didn't turn out to be true, but maybe it was another thing. And you brought up something very interesting. And it was the Yellow Book.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, what is that? And here we are, man. I really want to hear about this, man, because this is very, very interesting, man. So tell us a little bit about the Yellow Book, my friend.
Yeah. As soon as I turn my phone off. There you go. Apologies for that. Yes, the Yellow Book. This goes into, and I want to put a disclaimer out there. Just because I say these things doesn't mean I believe in them, but this is the research out there. And I think people need to understand that is when we're doing the research, doesn't mean we believe in everything we do. We'll give you the information, go check it yourself. But this is about time travel technology. So this goes way back through to 1943 to the Philadelphia experiment. The connections between the Philadelphia experiment and the Montauk project, which was 40 years later, 1983. And then it's a connection from there to the invasion of Iraq in 2003. And there's obviously a jump there, chronologically 40 years and then 20 years. Now, I mean, it's quite a big thing to talk about. The Philadelphia experiment, I'll quickly go over. Philadelphia experiment was connected to Tesla's work. Tesla, obviously, I'm talking about Elon Musk. He's just nicked his name. Tesla, obviously, was a guy that was incredibly clever, a genius inventor. Said he got a lot of his ideas actually from off-world entities as well, but that's another story. He created a lot of technology that was obviously used in the first Second World War. One of his technologies was that he was trying to make things invisible. One of the Philadelphia experiment, originally named the Rainbow Project, I believe, was when they made a massive ship, I think it's called the USS Eldridge, disappear and reappear somewhere else in, I think it was in Norfolk in America. I have to get those names. But overall, it made it disappear. They actually were only trying to make it disappear from radar. They made it physically disappear. When it reappeared, people were horrifically wedged into the actual hull of the ship itself.
They look like Han Solo after Jabba the Hutt got done with them.
They had a bad day, basically. Yeah, they had a crappy hangover. And they came back originally. So this how that connects two people, two guys are called Duncan Cameron and his brother, apparently jumped a ship during the time when they disappeared and landed in the Montauk Project. It's just so convoluted when you look into it. It goes into all sorts of realms of weirdness of people become reincarnating as someone else, as a brother. A guy called L.B. Leck claims that he was Duncan Cameron's brother reincarnated, and it goes all a bit weird, but there is a connection there. So they jumped aboard the Philadelphia experiment whilst they were disappeared. This is their story. Again, this is what they say. And they appeared on the grounds of Long Island facility and the Montauk Project.
Now, disclosure, brother, they had a show out here. I'm sure it's huge in your country, too. It's called The Mysteries Decoded. And we did a whole episode on the Montauk Project, which is very interesting, man. It's very, very interesting. And I'm not going to get into it right now. We'll talk about when we get into the Montauk here. But it's very interesting.
It's one of those things. I mean, again, have a look, open up your mind and say, okay, are these things possible? I'm not saying I believe these things. I'm just giving you the understanding of the timeline to look in these things yourself. So the Montauk Project was a project where they were trying to manifest people, basically psychic mediums, being able to use a chair called the Montauk chair, and they were trying to manifest what they could see into reality, physical reality, so you could touch it. Feed it would appear at different parts of the base, and they were able to apparently do so with this, and there was a connection there. But apparently a problem caused was the fact that the time jump of these two people caused a time rift, and that was causing problems within the galaxy, and they had to fix it. And that was a 40-year gap. They had to go back from the Montauk Project to destroy the stuff on the Eldridge, so it fixed the timeline. One of the Cameron brothers stayed on the Eldridge. The other one jumped back to the Montauk Project. And then from there, there was also a loose end that needed to be tied together in 20 years' time. And that's where I believe the invasion of Iraq comes in, and the theft
of thousands.
Thousands of different. I mean, we all know they went into Iraq and looted a lot of the museums there, didn't they? So they stole 5,000. They've sold hundreds of different ancient texts, scrolls, monuments, and all sorts from the museums in Iraq that were over 5,000 years old. And I believe that some of the stuff that they possibly, I don't believe it, but there is an element of possibility that they had time travel technology there, Stargate technology. And the reason why I believe it's possible is because one of the guys that talks about it, Dan Burish, B-U-R-I-C-S-H, I believe, talks about the Yellow Book and how basically the Looking Glass technology and how it was basically stopped was they basically took it apart and give different parts to different governments and said, you keep that bit, you keep that bit, and we don't put it all together. We can't basically fuck things up. So I believe there was a possible reason they went there was when they say we were looking for weapons of mass destruction, I believe, of course, they weren't looking for what we believe are weapons of mass destruction. But is it possible what they were hinting at was if we put it all together, there could be a weapon of mass destruction?
Very interesting.
It's worth a thought. It's a philosophy. Again, it's just a thought. And it's anyone who's listened to this, just a thought. Again, go and look into these things, because I think that's the way we need to look at things, is going, are they giving a little bit of a hint here and there? Is it revelation of the method? I'm sure your listeners don't know what that means. Were they looking for a culmination of putting these things back together? Therefore, it would have been a weapon of mass destruction. Does that make sense? It's not, but yeah, not what 100%. They were saying.
Is that the plot of the last Avengers? Is Thanos putting it back together again?
Is it? Okay.
That's the ultimate weapon. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I want to tell you about our good friends at 4Hims. Now, listen. If you're over 35, guys, most likely you're starting to see a little hair loss, okay? Happens to the best, all right? And then you start weighing your options. What are my options, man? Oh, do I want to shave my head? Oh, but what if I have an ugly dough? Then I'm screwed, okay? Oh, how about a hairpiece? Yeah, if I want to walk around like I have a giant dead animal on my head, that's a good option. Or you can take a look at my good friends at 4Hims. That's right. 4Hims, everybody. 4Hims is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. It's time to write a new chapter, one in which you have hair, everybody. It's real simple. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Okay. It's real simple. Prescription solutions backed by science. Okay. No awkward in-person doctor visits or long pharmacy lines. 4Hims connects you with a licensed medical professional online, which could save you hours, completely confidential and discreet. Answer a few questions and a medical professional review, and they will determine if it's right for you, okay? You can prescribe, and they'll prescribe you a medication to treat your hair loss that'll be shipped directly to your door. So here's what's going on, everybody. Here's what's going on, all right? Today, Hims is giving you the best offer yet. If you're not happy with the results after 90 days, Hims will give you a full refund, okay? And right now, my listeners get their first visit absolutely free. Just go to 4hims.com/tinfoil. That's 4hims.com/tinfoil. Okay, man, full refund paid available for first 90-day supply. Refund requests must be made between 90 and 80 days after the product shipment, and prescription product require an online consultation with a medical professional who will determine if the prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important information. Remember, that's 4hims.com/tinfoil. Very interesting, because, you know, you've said a couple times that you don't know if you believe these things, which is fine. But do you don't believe at all in any of this time traveling, any of that stuff? What's your whole take on it?
No, I believe that there's technology out there that was far beyond what we could even understand and have words for. I'm saying I think, like anything, you spoil the broth by putting a few ingredients in there that might be bullshit and then might spoil the broth. But I think the broth is the broth. I think that technology existed, yes, definitely. But I'm not, I don't think I'm getting all the right information, and I don't think I'm 100% spot on. Oh, yeah,
that's the whole thing.
So, but I think the themes, the overall themes, absolutely. I think the technology existed. It still exists. I think we can time travel. I think that's quite possible. I think if we don't quite clearly what's happening now in this world, we know very little of what's going on behind the scenes. So, yeah, I believe that. The Yellow Book, getting back to quickly, but the Yellow Book, well, the Yellow Book was another bit of technology. Wasn't a... wasn't a Stargate, wasn't a time travel bit of technology. What it would do is in a black box, and getting back to Satanic Black Cube, it was a black box, and it would open up from the top, and it would open up as a flat yellow surface. And from that flat yellow surface, which is the Yellow Book, they would be able to project a version of the future, but that version of the future would only be dependent on the people looking at it in the room. So it'd be a culmination of people that were close. And it would show you the probability of the people in the room, if they had control, what would happen. So that was the Yellow Book.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it would be kind of, this will happen if you carry on behaving in that regard, you lot, basically. And it was used against certain, apparently it was used against certain governments to show them that if you go this way, this will what happen. You need to change your ways, and scared a lot of them off from doing certain things.
Wow.
That technology apparently has gone missing. And that's alongside the looking glass technology, which is similar, but you would look into the probabilities of the future for everyone at that moment. And then if you tilted it up on its axis, apparently you could step through it and you would have a Stargate. That's just a broad term of what I understand of it.
That's
far more technical than that.
How does that information get out? I find that interesting. Man, this is my favorite. I love this stuff, like ancient knowledge, super technology. Like, this is stuff I love to hear about. Yeah, it is kind of crazy because, you know, there's something going on in that area. It's like Mesopotamia, and you know, and they just really, someone was bringing it up about how they, and it might have been you when I was on your show, but they're bringing up about how, you know, these ISIS, the Taliban, they were destroying all of these ancient relics, just destroying them. And, you know, later on we find ISIS is on the payroll. So it's like, why were they told to go do that? Well, why would they go and just start trying to erase all this amazing history? And it's like, because they really don't want us to know where, what we live on, and who we are. That's my honest belief, man. And it's a long, long game, man. The Yellow Book, though, that sounds so interesting, dude.
So what you mentioned there is just another way of book burning. It's a modern day book burning. It's they're going in to destroy the history they don't want you to know. And that's what, and ISIS as well. That's a cute, ISIS is another name for Queen Semiramis, which is another name for Virgin Mary. They're all the same figure. Obviously the Statue of Liberty is the same figure as ISIS. It's the same. They use these same names over and over again because they're deep seated in Mesopotamian God Anunnaki rituals, and they like to use these things over and over again. So that's why we get the black cube pops up all the time, because it's Saturn symbology. And then you look into the Xbox and the little round thing on the front of the Xbox with the X on it. Press the middle button. That's the symbology for, I believe it's for planet Earth, that symbology there. So the black cube, when I think it's at the Wailing Wall, when they walk around the black cube, that's the rings of Saturn, and they walk down that way. This is all symbology. So if you say Mesopotamia there, and we go straight back to the Anunnaki, and I think they're hiding all, they're desperately trying to keep the lid on this stuff, that the guys that are the guys that are controlling all this stuff, they either are, or they believe themselves to be, the descendants of the Anunnaki, who we know that created man. And it seems to be they created human from Homo erectus and upgraded us with their DNA through what we use now, through IVF type treatment, through DNA splicing. And look what's happening now. They seem desperate to get our DNA through these vaccines. It's desperate to modify DNA.
Interesting. People are like, yeah, we need a vaccine. I'm like, dude, I got it. And 2 days later, I felt fine. What are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? Yeah, I mean, do you believe in time traveling technology? I wonder if, like, if they have it. Let's say the notion that Trump is this renegade. Why wouldn't they go back and just fix all that?
Well, the one thing is really interesting about Trump in that sense, and I believe they have this technology. I do, but the one thing interesting about Trump that always stuck with me is that his uncle was an FBI agent. He was the one that found Tesla's papers after Tesla died destitute in a hotel. He was the one that went to collect Tesla's papers from his vault. So it's Donald Trump's uncle. I mean, these things don't happen by accident. So clearly there's something, some connection going on there. And obviously you see The Simpsons and you see Trump as president and you watch Back to the Future 2 and it's blatantly Trump that they're showing there. And then you watch The Devil's Advocate and they use Trump Towers for the end scene. That golden room. I mean, there's something there. I don't believe Trump's this. I think Trump, my opinion, I think they sold it to Trump saying, you're going to be the savior. You're going to be our next messiah. And because of his narcissism, he wanted to believe it. And I think now he's realized quite quickly that they've just been used like everybody, every other president, every other prime minister by this Nephilim crown, which is what Dean Henderson calls the Nephilim crown. It goes back to the Jesuits and the Vatican and
there we go.
To the Anunnaki.
There we go. And that's what I totally believe. 100%. You know, I have people who, I talk to and they believe that Trump is a Jesuit, that his ex-wife was, his kids went to Georgetown. That's a Jesuit school. So it's a very interesting, I mean, just everything that can go wrong seems to be going wrong at the same time, right? Like, it seems to be a conspiracy theorist, like, dream going on. But it's really a nightmare because it's things we didn't want to really happen. We were hoping that this, and here we are, we seem to be having the most insane lockdowns going down. Like New Zealand, Australia. I mean, it's crazy what's happening over there. I know you guys got hit with some stuff, right? Yeah. So you guys had some bad lockdowns coming. And it looks like the United States is going to get it too again. I mean, they're talking about the second wave, which seems to be the whole thing. Like, oh, something's coming. You better listen to us. And it's just, it's kind of crazy, dude. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's nonsense. We had the second wave thing from April. We knew that was coming. I mean, it's not a second wave. They just increased testing. And anybody that knows even the slightest bit about the PCR test knows that it only tests for a genetic code. That's it. It just finds a genetic code. Can't tell you if you're sick. Can't tell you if you're diseased. Can't tell you how much of a viral load you have. Can't tell you anything other than that slightly bit of genetic code existed in your body somewhere. Now, these vaccines are RNA DNA vaccines. So they're vaccines that are going to basically change your DNA. They're synthetic. They're called messenger RNA. What do you think the messenger is going to be? Messengers go both ways. So the messenger is going to come out. So what messages are going to go in? Now, I think that there is a connection here between 5G and the messenger DNA. They want to get out our DNA. I know the very basics, they couldn't run the biometrics without 5G because of the amount of data. So even on a logical basic level, they need 5G and to be able to facilitate the amount of data for every single person to have 5,000 biometric points, data points on them. So they'd need the 5G and just to be able to run that system. So 5G is incredibly important to this whole thing, but the DNA part of it just goes right back to the Anunnaki. It's right back to the messing of human DNA completely. People are talking about what they're going to use it for. There could be a part of it, a cult-like prophecy element where it seems to be a push to build a new Solomon's Temple in Jerusalem and put a new Messiah on Temple Mount. Well, it could well be that the new Messiah will be an AI construct, a building, a little bit like Westworld. on Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Why not? I mean, these people are occultists. Just because me and you don't believe that they're capable or they are that they are superhuman, super gods, they believe that. And if you have enough money, you can make people's life fucking miserable with your weird beliefs. And they will do, and they have done. I mean, we know that Bill Gates is connected to eugenics programs. His dad was a eugenicist for Planned Parenthood. His mum was connected to the board of IBM, and that's who funded Microsoft into existence. IBM funded the technology, the ticket machines, I believe, for the Nazi war camps, for the war camps.
Yeah.
So IBM are massively connected to this. It's not that hard to find this stuff out, but you have to dig, and it takes quite a long time to connect all the dots.
And you have to be open-minded to it because, I mean, yeah. All this stuff, you start hearing it, you're going, oh, people aren't that evil. And then you start to realize that they don't see it as evil. They just see it as this power grab, and they'll do anything to have as much power as possible because they have more money than they'll ever spend in 1,000 lives. So it's not about the money. It's about all the power and controlling that power. It's crazy times, man. It's crazy, crazy, crazy times. And now, you know, you got a lot of people are pro Trump, and I get that. But also we have a problem with like Operation Warp Speed and what's going on with that. I don't want to get too much into that because that's off course. But I mean, we're just living in crazy times right now. And yeah. It's kind of super sad, dude. Do you believe that they are that they're using looking glass technology right now? I mean, that's insane power. If you could look into the future, that's insane power.
Yeah, I think they could be. I think they might have been able to reconnect it all. There's a good chance they've ever been able to pull all those parts together again. They've been able to reconnect it all. And if you can look into the future, you can change the past. Wasn't it Orwell that said that he who changes the past, or I can't remember what the quote is, but it was about the past, the future, and the present. So if you're able to do these things, yeah, of course, that is an incredible amount of control you can have. So these people believe themselves to be the descendants of the Anunnaki. They believe themselves to be the Nephilim, the rightful rulers of this world. And that we should kind of be grateful for being on here because they created us. They created our physical bodies, possibly, but they didn't create our souls. They didn't create our energy. They didn't create the creation. The computer cannot lay claim for the printout. I mean, it's the fact is that our biological bodies might have been created by them, but our souls aren't. We all know that. Our energy isn't. Our energy is connected to something way more creative than that. And I think that these people understand that we're not like them. And I do genuinely believe at the very, very top of this, the top of the pyramid, if you want to call it, they're not human as we would know they're human. They don't have human traits. They don't have the traits that we have. I believe that we have an ability to be creative, and they don't. They can be destructive. They can manipulate what's already there. But I think that we are creative beings that can... We can manifest anything. Everything that you ever see around you is a thought first in your mind. The only difference between, and what I said earlier about the guy in the Montauk chair being able to think it and then produce it. Well, we can do that, but because we're in a dense atmosphere, it takes time to do that. We have to physically make it, but it's the same process. It just takes time because of the denseness of the
that's interesting. That's interesting. So the whole notion with the Montauk Project is that they had this chair, and they believed that this chair would amplify the human thoughts and thus allowing them to manifest whatever they were thinking, almost like, you know, Ghostbusters, right? And yeah. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, same thing. So. And if you guys don't know, if you watch the show, Montauk was basically what Stranger Things is all about. There's actually a young lady that says she's the real life 11 or 7 or 11, whatever, 7-11, whatever her character's called. She's actually was one of those people there. The thing that was interesting about Montauk was that, I was working with a couple people there and I was talking to them and we were getting into it. And basically, a lot of people think that it was a lot of it was just smoke screens for pedophilia. Mm-hmm. That there's a lot of pedophilia going on there. And the guys who they're no longer around, but if you see them, you see the way they talk, they got all the trademarks of dudes who look like diddlers. I got to be honest with you. It's like really crazy. The one guy's got his like his pants pulled up over his gut. You know,
that's
which
Preston
I can't.
Nichols, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, I hate when fat people do that. It's like, we see the gut. But now you just gave yourself a moose knuckle on top of that, right? Yeah. So there's just a lot of like really really uncomfortable vibes coming from the people that talked about what was going on there. You know, here's another weird thing. When we went there to shoot, all the trees were dead. It was really weird. All the trees surrounding the base, all dead. And I was like, man, guys, and we were and like Montauk's beautiful, man. It's like got nothing but gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous trees. It's a beautiful city, man. But man, you get near that base, it's all dead. It's like really, really uncomfortable. Now, the reason something you brought up when we were on your show that I thought was very interesting, you were talking about how you thought there's a possibility that there might be a Stargate in Armenia because of what's going on there, or you said the Caucasus Mountains. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think there is, and I'm just looking back for what you just said. I can understand totally with the Satanism. I mean, there's obviously, it's one of the people that talk about it quite clearly. They were taking children off the street to that base to experiment on them. So I would completely buy into the pedophilia part of that as well. Again, something about it just seems completely over the top to me, but I'm just reiterating what story is. But I agree with you, there seems to be a very satanic, possibly pedophilic element to that as well, especially they mentioned stealing children off of the surrounding areas anyway. So yeah, going on to the Caucasus Mountain, Caucasus Mountains keeps popping up. I believe it was it was where Noah's Ark kind of that sort of area where Noah's Ark grounded. I could be completely wrong, but from my mind, that's where it goes. And it seems to be after quite a bit of time, that's where this Anunnaki Nephilim hybrid came down from. And I just get the feeling, and I don't know what it is, every time I look into it, it keeps leading back to the Caucasus Mountains and the possibility of a natural Stargate being there. And that's all, it's literally just a hunch with me. I just think that there is a natural Stargate there and an in and out place into a different realm. I don't know what it is. It's just a hunch that I have. And it just keeps popping back to there, to the Caucasus Mountains. I don't know why I think that. I have no evidence of that at all. It just seems to keep going back to the Caucasus Mountains. Every time I trace things back, like the Khazars, I always keep going back to the Caucasus Mountains.
Hey everybody, I want to talk to you about the people at CBDLine.com. That's CBDLine.com. Listen, far too much in this country, everyone just relies on big pharmaceuticals to give us a magic pill to make everything better. And listen, they're turning us into a nation of drug-addicted zombies. We have to start finding alternatives, okay? And that's where my good friends at CBD Line, okay? They really are friends, man. They come to my shows. I love these guys, okay? And I learned about them from Joey Diaz, and you know if he likes them, they got BGs, okay? They're founded by professionals in the medical and recreational cannabis space. With this experience, they know how to squeeze the maximum effectiveness out of each CBD product. Their focus on quality and honesty is transparent, which can be seen with their third-party test results for each batch. Okay, for my listeners, okay, the Swarm. Good morning, Swarm. You guys go to CBD Line, and they got a generous 20% off code for you. That's CBDLine.com. That's CBD Lion, like the animal, .com, and enter the code Tinfoil. And guess what? This code never expires. Okay. You can use it over and over and over again. Okay. So whether you're experiencing pain, looking to calm your anxiety, want to raise some stress or live a healthier life, CBD is a great potential alternative for you to look into. Okay. Together we can starve the fat cats of big pharmaceuticals out by using alternative methods that they don't want you to know about. So go to CBDline.com and use the promo code TINFOIL. The Khazars, man, you know, I'm getting into Tataria, just starting to learn a little bit about that. I'm wondering if there was a battle between the Khazarians and the Tatarians, man, which, like, those pieces, they just kind of click together. You know, it's kind of crazy when you start learning about both of them and how they kind of the timelines match up, the story matches up, you know, because it does involve Russia. And that was the whole theory that, like, the Russians were a big part of the army to take out Khazaria. You know, but what if that was Tataria, actually? Tataria was the one that helped take out the Khazarians. And that whole battle, that lasts forever. And eventually, you know, Tataria lost because they're no longer around. But and their history is getting just wiped away.
Yeah.
But it's like that fits into that, man. And then you take a look at what's going on right now. You got Azerbaijan just setting up ceasefires and then just shelling the shit out of Armenia. And then you look at who's selling them weapons, Israel. And it's just, that totally makes sense. That totally makes sense, because why hasn't Israel recognized the Armenian genocide? Why? Well, when you study Tatarians long, Khazarians, if you go far back enough, you find Turks.
Hmm.
They're Turkish. And that, to me, says the whole reason why Israel wouldn't back Armenia, because the Rothschilds, in my humble opinion, are Khazarians. And,
yep,
you know, they were the driving force behind the establishment of Israel.
Exactly. Yeah. The Balfour Declaration is clearly there, right? In the reason why they were given Israel as the land and where it was is because the Rothschilds wanted it, and they was there basically their reward for allowing the US, you know, bringing the US into World War II. It was, what I can understand, is the Balfour Declaration basically gave them a right to set up a place for in Israel for what they said was a Jewish homeland. But clearly that wasn't the case, and we understand that. Anyone who's looked into the funding of both world wars will realize that the likes of the banking families behind both sides, and always will be, and will always be beside both sides of your vote as well. We have a big continuous, a big push of the Israeli lobby in the UK that just took the Labour Party completely over recently in the last 4 or 5 years. It's nothing now. It's ridiculous. And it's quite clear that what's happened here, and most people do see that, here. So, and that's not anti-Semitic. If you look into the word Semite, actually means anti-Arab, Arabic language is what I believe. So these things are all convoluted. We know that anyone looks into the late 1700s and see Mayer Amschel, Rothschild, Jacob Frank, who was a protege, not protege, he believed he was a reincarnation of Sabbatai Zevi, Sabbatean Frankenism, and Adam Weishaupt joined together to create basically the system what we see now. So you had the Illuminati, the banking system, and the Illuminati was Adam Weishaupt, I believe.
Yeah.
And then you had the Mayer Amschel Rothschild, the banking cartel, and then you had Jacob Frank that brought in the satanic element of Sabbatean Frankism, which goes all the way back, as you say, to the Khazarians by the looks of it. These things are just thousands of years old, aren't they? It's really bizarre when you look. You don't learn this shit at school, do you?
No, you don't learn any of it. And when you talk to people about it, their heads explode and they get angry at you. And then they start yelling buzzwords at you. And it's just like, hey, man, this is just the research that I've done. This is what tells me is going on. And we're just living in interesting times, man. And now with this election, it's like, my honest opinion is that they're sacrificing Joe Biden right now. Mm-hmm. There's bigger people trying to hide a bigger issue, and they're throwing him under the bus. I do not believe in the laptop story. I don't think that's how they found those. I think that intelligence did what everybody in the conspiracy world and the, human rights told you was going to happen, which were they were going to, I think, certain intelligence agencies abused this way they could tap into your computer, and they just ripped it all. They just siphoned the data.
Yeah, sorry, I agree. Someone said to me, like, the Biden laptop story is exactly the same as the passport found at Ground Zero.
Yeah.
It's like, it's ridiculous. It's like, oh, come on. As if you took it into if he was that devious and you know, he had all those things on there, do you think he would take it into a fucking place to be fixed?
Yeah.
And he's a multi-millionaire. Come on.
$10 million deals, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to go get your computer repaired?
No.
You're just going to get another computer.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, I guess this one's done. Let's get another one. I could buy a new computer every week for the rest of my life. That's how much money I'm making. I mean, and here's the thing. So when you hear this story, right, and you sit down and you're like, oh, man, these guys are bad. That's fine. That's why these particular stories are the ones they present, because they're going to get maximum emotional response from it. So everybody sees that they're taking money from China. They're taking money from the Ukraine. They're throwing CPs on the computer as well. You know, and so, you know, it's the perfect storm. It's the perfect storm to present this thing. And no one's going to ask, how did you get all this stuff? But, dude, there's nothing stopping them from using this against you or me, even when we're not a threat to a democracy or the country.
Yeah. Yeah. People need to understand that. Is that, again, it's messenger stuff goes both ways. So when you open a door to your house, you don't just open it one way. You open the door, you can go in and out. And that's what we do every time we put the computers on. We log onto the internet. And if you're going to get a chip or a dot tattoo, if information can come out and information can go in, people need to realize that. It's always a straw is a two-way street. You can spit down it or drink up it. It's a two-way street. And people need to realize, as you just said, it's going to be used, especially when you're at the biometrics and the social credit system. We are really, really on the edge of building our own, not building our own prison, but just wandering into it aimlessly.
It blows my mind. Like, I had COVID. I'm over it. I didn't do anything for it. I just took a nap and, you know, waited it out. That's it. But yeah, people like, we're never going to get the new normal until we get a vaccine. I'm like, what are you talking about? But then it just goes back to how all these people are just all connected. And that goes back to, you know, the Anunnaki and the lizard people. And I mean, there's some people like, they don't want to take lizard people serious. I'm just telling you, man, it's like there's something crazy about how all these people are related. And how they're all, like, as a whole, this group is complete psychopaths.
Absolutely. I found out today, I mean, just they drop things all the time. So today, I just found out today, the word Vatican literally means divining serpent. I mean, it means, I didn't even know that till about an hour before we started this, because I'm looking into this stuff. Divining serpent, the serpent keeps popping up everywhere. And you could say it was the reptilian part of your brain. You could say that they're physical reptilians. Why not? Look at the night sky and tell me that we're the only sentient beings here. That's bullshit. Of course it's bullshit. So why wouldn't one of them be of a reptilian type looking? You've got even you go back to Dracula and not being out in the sunlight and you're not living off of the blood of virgins. How do we know? We know there's deep underground bases everywhere all over the planet. So we know there's a sub world here, because we know that. We know there's dumb bases everywhere. They even call them dumb bases because they like taking the piss out of people. Because they do. They've got quite a dark sense of humor. They'll mock you forever. So even the Vatican means divining serpent. So I agree with you. I don't know if there's shape-shifting lizard people, but I do believe there's possibly a race of people that have a reptilian type look to them and also don't have, they're cold-blooded mammals that are negative type bloodlines. They're blue bloods. They don't bleed the same blood as we do. I believe that's true. And I also believe they don't have, what they're jealous of is our immune system. It terrifies the shit out of them. We're superhuman to them. I genuinely believe it. I think I said that in our podcast. We are superhuman to them. Our immune system terrifies them because they're so inbred through the years and decades. Their immune system shot, completely shot. And you would say, how do they live so long? Because they just had the medical care. And they don't actually use the medical care that we do. They don't use Big Pharma. They use homeopathic medicine. We know that. We know that the Rothschild, was it one of the older Rothschilds, has a homeopathic doctor with him at all times. They've used the shit for us. So I believe you say, whether they're physically reptilian or not, they are reptilian-like, and they are not, I don't believe, are the same race as us. When you go to the very top, past the Vatican, and into the shadows of where these people, and I do believe they live in the shadows, they believe they live within the earth. I don't subscribe to the flat earth theory. I believe it's a spherical earth, and within the earth there is a place where these people dwell for thousands of years. And we know the Anunnaki, when you look into the Anunnaki story, these people were living for 400,000 years, these beings. I mean, you're just saying that you think, I mean, even 50 years ago, most people died when they were in their late 60s or 50s. We're living a lot longer now anyway. So why not? If you're going back hundreds of thousands of years, we need to start realizing that we've been pigeonholed, stuck in a box and told to face the wall for hundreds of thousands of years. And now we're starting to turn around, and that's what's scaring them, is that we're all starting to turn around and see the shadow masters with the puppets on the walls from the allegory, the cave. And we're starting to realize that, nah, this is bullshit. This is all bullshit. No wonder all that time in your life, I don't know if you felt the same, that feeling of being disconnected, like something's not right. No matter what I do, I still feel disconnected. I feel shit. I don't know why. And I keep getting stuff, and I feel all right for 10 minutes, and then I'm all right. Or even a week, and then I feel shit again, because we're not supposed to be living this way. This isn't the way we were intended to live, I don't believe.
No, I totally agree. That's the whole game. So when people go, is everything conspiracy? I go 100%. Because we've been lied about who we are and where we live. I mean, like, I get that people are in the flat earth. It's not really I'm not going to stick my flag in it. But I'm open-minded to anything, dude, because I have yet to find somebody that can give me a really logical argument, okay? I mean, all these guys that do flat earth, they just live for a debate. That's all they do. They just sit at home all day waiting for the phone to ring to get somebody to debate them, and nobody will do it. Nobody will do it. And I get that the other person has a lot to lose, but if you're so sure, why are you not debating these guys? Why were flat earth videos taken out? Were put on the YouTube list of videos they want to ban. The other ones were homeopathic lifestyles, you know, like, you know, anything that will help you get a better naturally. They wanted to ban those videos. And they wanted to ban Holocaust denial videos. And I get the Holocaust denial stuff. And we'll, of course, we'll have a couple people yell, oh, I thought you were a conspiracy podcast. You know, it's just like, hey, dude, I believe that it went down and it was awful. And a lot of people lost their life. I do believe there's more to it than we're being told, just like every one of these major events, you know, but that's not really my job. I guess it is my job, but I'm not really going to dwell on that because I don't know what I'm going to do. People are like, why don't you do a Holocaust denial episode? I go, what's the purpose of that? Yeah. Like, what does that lead to? It doesn't lead to anything. If I said, okay, dude, you got to spend a week on an island with a pedophile or a Holocaust denial guy, who are you going to stay on the island with? You know, it's like, it's a real decision. You got to sit down and go, ah, fuck, man. I don't know. Who do I want to sit around with? I do believe there's more to the Holocaust than we're being told. But I do believe that, sadly, a lot of people lost their lives. I think absolutely. The Rothschilds had their fingerprints all over that motherfucker. Yeah. In my opinion, dude.
Absolutely. There's a clear connection between Hitler and the Rothschilds that can be found between Hitler and his great gran, his nan, and she was a maid at one of the Rothschilds' mansion. She was a maid there, and there's possibility there. There's a lot of information out there that possibly he's descendant from the Rothschilds through his mum's side, or his dad's side. Sorry, his dad's side. So that's worth looking into. These people get monitored for all their life. He might not have known that for most of his life. Do you know, when sometimes you feel like doors open up for you? You know, I don't really know why. Possibly there's some other people steering your life. You've got to remember, these people put these things thousands of years in advance. I'm saying, of course, millions of people, so lost their life in the Holocaust. But I believe, as you say, with the research I've done, that the funding and the manipulation of that did not come from where it's been said it came from.
Oh, and yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hitler was a Rothschild. All these international corporations were funding the whole thing. And it just sucks. Now we have everybody running around like fighting Nazis. Oh, we got to stop the Nazis. Why, they're wearing NASA t-shirts, right? Just makes no fucking sense whatsoever. It's just, exactly. And that's the dumbing down that we've dealt with, man. But I do find this yellow book interesting, man. Just the question is, like, will we ever have concrete evidence that this is real? Because I believe it. I believe all of it, man. But it's like, are we ever going to see this stuff?
Maybe we'll see it in a different form. So it'll become technology that you have around the house, but it won't be seen as in that. So it might be something where you get an app or something on your phone. And I've even seen like 3D models coming out of phones now where they watch the bloody, I think it's in New Zealand, where you can watch the paragliding or whatever, you've got parasailing, and watch it in 3D on your laptop and it's out. Maybe we'll have like a magic ball. Do you remember the magic balls? And you'd ask, you'd shake it and go, okay, yeah, Sandra, yeah, fancy me in 6 years.
Yeah.
You'd shake it and she'd go, no, you're an ugly bastard. Of course you won't. And then, but it might be like that, saying, if I do this, then what will the outcome be? It might be the same technology, but used in it, not framed in the same way, if that makes sense.
I mean, they always slowly trickle out the technology, and we get like the old shit. You know, yeah. I remember when I went to Japan, they were so far advanced from what we were getting. It's unbelievable. I mean, they were selling women's used underwears in vending machines. I mean, that is some futuristic shit right there.
Yeah, where's that going? What do you need that for?
Dude, the Japanese, man, they just like it weird, dude. I mean, they're not allowed to show body private parts in their porn, so they came up with tentacle porn. I mean, that's people thinking outside the box, bro.
I didn't know that was a thing. I thought that was just someone having a laugh. Like, is that an actual thing?
It is an actual thing, dude.
People are into it, aren't we?
People just get weird, dude. Get weird.
Yeah, I think they will release this technology in a way. Jump rooms. Jump rooms are part of this looking glass technology.
What jump is rooms. Jump rooms?
Jump rooms is literally like transportation and Star Trek shit going on, where you would go in there in one bit and you would end up in another bit. You could end up in a different part of the planet. But also these jump rooms, went into different realities, but jump rooms would negate the need for transport and probably tie up in, but you don't need petrol anymore. We don't need transport anymore. You can literally go from there to there. All it takes is a fly to get in there with you, and you'll end up like the fly films.
That poor baboon they try to.
Oh, God, yeah.
Next thing you know, you got Jeff Goldblum's career. So it's a little wonky at that point. But it is interesting, man. You know, the whole thing with Baron Trump. Does Trump have a time machine? Because he always seems to know what's going on. Did the creators of The Simpsons have a time machine? Because they seem to call out a lot of shit, man. A lot of shit. Then you find out he's on Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. You're like, so, I mean, are they just sitting there scripting it all out like it's West Wing? I mean,
they could well be. They could well be. But if you've got, say, 5 or 6 of these things, I suppose if you're all trying to write the same script for the same story, then you're messing up each other's timeline. So I believe there was a book called Titan that came out a few years before the Titanic sank, and it was pretty much about the Titanic. If you look into that, I'm trying to find it now, but I can't find it. So there is a book that called Titan, and it's about a big ship that was unsinkable, that was sunk by hitting an iceberg, and it came out fair few years before the Titanic happened. There's quite a few incidents of this. Michael Jackson was, if you look on Blood on the Dance Floor album, and he's dancing on a checkered floor from 1997 in front of the Twin Towers coming down. And there's quite a few things like that where we could look at it and go, do these people, they know what's going to happen? Have they seen what's going to happen? There's time machine technology in there. There's a good chance. Why not? Why not?
If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do? If you could go back and change anything?
I would probably go back to the Library of Alexandria if it ever existed and try and keep it safer. I'd do find a way of keeping this information safer. So other people were able to find it in the future and look it up. So I'd find a way of gathering the information, the stuff that we've lost through thousands of years, of recording it and now keeping it.
I think I'd go back in time and fight Woodrow Wilson.
That'd be a good one as well. Yeah.
That guy, that punk ass dude and all the crap he's got. It's crazy. It's crazy, dude. What they've done to this country, man. You know, it's like, it's everybody's worst nightmares all come together right now, man. You know, are we going to be in this kind of like 1984? I know we're already there, but I mean, are we just going to sit back and let it happen? I mean, are we like not going to wake up?
Yeah, people want me and you or not, but we're only small in the numbers, aren't we? And they've been indoctrinated all the years to not even think. They're still voting, mate. They're still voting. What chance have you got about talking about time travel technology when they're still voting? You've got a long way to go. So maybe we need to get hold of those things and come back here or wait a while and then go forward. I don't know. But there's clearly the timing's off because people are still believing in the illusion of a vote for two people that are clearly controlled by the same hidden hand. It's ridiculous. We're not even past that yet. We're not even past that in the UK yet. People are still arguing about politics.
No, I agree. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Well, that's their game plan, is get us fighting over all the stupid stuff. I do believe that BLM is disappearing in America. It's slowly disappearing because they pulled their money out because it's not working anymore. It's actually like helping Trump, I think. So they pulled out all their money on that. And it's just like, it's like what they've been doing to third world countries forever. They just did it. They just started doing it to, our countries now. Get the diverse, crank up the diversity and weaponize it. And that's what they're doing right now. And people just can't see it. And I was listening to Kamala Harris radio election spot, campaign spot. And the things coming out of that woman's mouth, it's just like, everybody knows your history. What are you talking about? She's like, we're going to fight rampant racism in our judicial system. I'm like, you let a guy stay on death row because you didn't want to get an L on your record. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Every time she talks, there's a new vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, she's terrible. And she's probably the worst they could have come up with. But again, I can't. I think it's the next couple of weeks is huge for you guys, but it's huge for the world as well, just in terms of what the fuck is going on. Because I'm not a fan of Trump. He's clearly in bed with Israel. He's clearly Israel's boy. But if anyone I had to hope stays around a bit longer, I think he'll give us a little bit longer time than the other two Muppets. In the UK, we have the same thing. I mean, all over the world, you have the same thing. It's the crown monarchy. Everything is run. People don't seem to realize that a lot of power is centralized in the city of London, which is a tiny square mile in the city of London. And that London used to be called, it was originally called New Troy. It's Rome. Everything goes back to the Vatican and Rome. These people are controlled by Rome. The Roman Empire hasn't died. It's here. The
fourth reorganized.
Is what we're seeing. It's just reorganized, rebranded through the years. And what does Rome go back to? The Anarchy again. So,
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more, man. People just don't want to hear it. But man, I'm like, the Jesuits, dude, the 12 family, the 13 families, the black nobility, man, it all just starts making sense. when you realize that these guys have, these banking families have been around forever, forever. And they're playing this long, long game and they're in no hurry, dude. They don't care if they die and it hasn't happened. It's a long, long game. And we're just going to see what happens, man, because America's pretty special, dude. You know, we have this Marxist movement on campuses happening, and it's always kind of crazy how people, the only people for Marxism are the people who've never lived in Marxism. Right. Always. Yeah. Always. Every political system, economic system you use, it eventually you're going to have to hit a reset button, because some people are just smarter than other people and they know, they'll just learn how to game the system. That's just the way it is. You know, that's why you're supposed to burn it down and build it up again after so many decades, you know? But I mean, just these people, they love them. And it's so obvious that they're getting manipulated too. That's the craziest part of this whole thing. I want to ask you something. If you could have one conspiracy told to you that you could find out if it's real or fake, what would that one conspiracy be?
That would be, I think it would be it'd have to be the Anunnaki lizard people. I want to know who is really the head of this. Who's really the head of the crown? I mean, the crown is the top. We have, I think it's 33 vertebrae in our spine. That's why they use the 33 in Freemasonry. So the crown is on the top. I want to know who the crown is. And I believe it's the Nephilim, Anunnaki, the guys that are genetically closer to the Anunnaki. So I would want to know if that's true or not.
No, I'm with you on that, dude, because that would solve a lot of questions if you can get that. I mean, that'd be a great question, dude. That'd be a great thing to have answered, man.
How about you?
I mean, I think I'd like to know what we live on. Like, what is this? Is it space? Is it a realm? I think we live in a realm. Going back to what you're talking about, how special all of us are. And they don't want us to know that. And they've done everything they can to stop us from knowing it. And when we talk about these things, it's like, you know, where we were 4 years ago talking about this and where we are now, it's totally different. But still, it's like when you bring up that, hey, man, maybe it's not what they've been telling you. People lose their skull. They lose their skull. You know, everyone's worried about misinformation. Everybody's worried about fake news, man. But nobody seems to care when they're telling you that they have to lock you down again for this pandemic that's going on that doesn't seem like much of a pandemic at all. And, you know, it's just like people don't want to hear that. People just want to go watch their news for an hour and just stare at the television, thinking they're getting up to date on what's going on and not realizing they're getting manipulated. I mean, the way people are just, listen, dude, Trump is president. You should question everything he does. Everything he does. Everything. Okay? I like a lot of things that Trump does. I don't like a lot of things that Trump does, too. And that's how it should be with every president. If you're co-signing on everything he does, you're setting yourself up, man. You're setting yourself up. But, you know, Trump, to me, is Godzilla. And to me, like, he's the lesser of the two evil.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, I mean, I just, like, this stuff coming out about Hunter's laptop, I don't believe that story. But, you know, just the stuff that's on there is fucking nuts, dude. I mean, nuts. I mean, like, if Benedict Arnold was around today, he'd have a speaking gig on MSNBC. Like, he would just be like on some cable news show spitting bullshit. Like the last time somebody really paid for like treason, like really badly, was what, Mussolini? Like when was the last time anybody paid for the corruption that they did against the country?
Absolutely not. Or the world. I mean, these are crimes against humanity. We've got Tony Blair in our country that who's creeping out from the shadows again. I mean, he's a warmonger. They all are, though. They all are. I believe what you said. I don't think Trump is evil. I don't think he's a lesser of two evil. I actually don't think he's evil. I think he's a narcissist. I think he loves him. He wants to be. He feels unloved, and he cannot fill that hole in himself of that emptiness. But I don't think the guy's evil. I just don't get that from him. I get that from Biden, maybe when he was actually cognitive, not now. He's just a very sick, clearly a sick man. The people around him, evil. The likes of Fauci, evil. These fourth Reich industrialists, evil. They're evil. The guy that who's the guy that runs the Great Reset, can't remember his name, wrote the book about it.
Dr. Evil. I mean,
yeah, he's clearly evil. These are evil, evil people. But I don't think Trump is evil. I think Trump is a narcissist, and he was sold a lie. I don't think the guy's evil. I agree with you. I think he's the lesser of the two. But how in control is he? Not much.
Well, the truth is that he has to play ball to a point. He has to, or else he would be dead. It's just, we've seen other people try to do it, and you can't piss all them off at one time. You just can't do it. You know, you can't go after the Fed. You can't go after the intelligence community. You can't go after Israel. You can't go after all these things at one time, or else you end up like JFK.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Is maybe when you said about what you want to know about the conspiracy, I think the biggest conspiracy is that not knowing what happens after we die. That's the thing they have us on, all of us. I don't want to die. But if you knew what was happening after you died, all right, okay, unplug me. This is bullshit. So that's the biggest conspiracy, is thinking is terrified of death. Because that's the only thing you're going to threaten me with, is death. Fuck it. Unplug me. I'll be plugged into another one. So that's probably the biggest conspiracy, is making people terrified of what death is, or making people forget what they came from. Because it seems to be that children, when they get here to a certain age, very early on, do remember where they come from. Certain children. So the biggest conspiracy maybe is basically mind control, brainwashing, to forget where we came from and where we're going. Because if we don't have those bookends, a little bit like the hermetic laws, when you have the triangle, if you take the two sides off the triangle, you don't have the bottom. You need the three holy, was it the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? You need three sides. If you don't know what's coming before, what came before and what comes after, you're in no man's land. And then this life feels like no man's land, because we don't know what went before and what comes afterwards. If we knew those two things, then we would be completely different beings, wouldn't we? I believe.
Yeah, 100%. People wouldn't be in the streets right now crying about how these people are making their lives horrible. I think, man, that if people knew how special they were, man, they wouldn't put any energy into what's going on right now in 2020. They would just completely pull themselves out and go on living their life. And just realizing that nobody's come to save them, they got to save themselves.
Yeah, but save them from what? Save them from what? What are you going to take from me?
Question.
I came in with nothing. I'm going out with nothing. Fuck it.
I think that's a big part of.
You don't need saving from the ride, do you? You don't need saving from the roller coaster ride. You'll get on and get off.
I think that's a big part of why. Well, transhumanism's getting so big, because they don't want you escaping this fucking realm.
Yep, and also that I think they know what's heading for them when they do pass over, and they want to stay here as long as possible because they're fucked up.
No, I'm with
you. Some horrific stuff. So they're going to try to lengthen out the game as long as possible for themselves, and they're trying to create a sub world here for themselves through technocracy, 5G, for the cloud, uploading the prophecy. Was it the rapture? Uploading themselves and everyone who believes in them to the cloud. They want to stay here. They're terrified of death, and they want us to be as well. But we don't need to be, because we are it. We are what they want to be. This Anunnaki, this reptilian force, and maybe it's not even the Anunnaki on a whole. Maybe there's different subsections of their race. There's some good ones, bad ones. It probably is. There is on Earth. But the soul that's maybe the dark soul that's got in some of them knows that it's not going where we're going or come from where we come from. It's a different type of energy. If we really knew who we were, what we were capable of, we would have no fear, none, because there's nothing to gain and nothing to lose. There's nothing. It just is. It's just stuff. And just experience it. And that's really easy to say when you're going through, but we've all been through shit and we all forget and we all get locked in the game. But if we knew, like the pillars, is it Solomon's Temple and there's the two pillars at the start that has the pillars so you can walk through the door. If you didn't have the pillars, you took them out of the way, there's a big fucking gap. You don't know where to go. And that's what life feels like because they've taken the pillars away. You've got no framework for life because they've moved the pillars of what became before and what came afterwards. So now we're in no man's land. If we only knew where we came from and where we're going, I really genuinely believe the whole experience would change. Because why? Someone would tell you to wear a mask. And you're, fuck off. Wearing a mask, I'm all that is. I'm all that I've ever been. You're telling me to wear a mask for you? And having it. No, don't be silly. But because we don't know who we are or where we come from and where we're going, we will do stupid, weird shit because we're scared.
I absolutely love that, man. I absolutely love that. I think that's the truth, man. I think they've programmed us so much that we don't know if we're coming or going. Mm. And that's done purposefully. And I think the only way to combat that is to unplug.
Yeah. Unplug. And maybe we are in a matrix and maybe we're stuck in this silly game. But then it's a game, isn't it, mate?
That's what everybody from Buddhist to people who were up too long on crystal meth have told me
yes.
that it's all a game and you got to learn how to play the game.
But it's a game.
It's interesting, dude. It's very
and nothing to win. There's nothing to lose. You're all that you ever needed to be and all that you never will be. There's nothing to win and nothing to lose. And that's always the way back, isn't it? There's always thought you are everything you ever needed to be. And if people were taught that at school and given that feeling at school, they wouldn't be able to be manipulated. They wouldn't be able to told wear a mask, stay indoors. Who the fuck are you to tell me to stay indoors? Tell me what to do ever. Who the hell am I listening to Boris Johnson who spent his life at Oxford University doing piss all other than getting drunk and smashing stuff up? And he's in there with the Rothschilds. There's plenty of photos of him meeting up with the Rothschilds. Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? I'm a sovereign being. Ain't happening. That's what you got to be like. Nah. None of it.
It's rich kids, dude. They're annoying. Now, nothing wrong with somebody making a good, honest dollar and taking care of his kids and them growing up comfortable. But, man, just more and more, it's like these rich kids, they get plugged in to like these they just get plugged in. And it's off and running. And they just do a ton of damage, man. It's like amazing to me. It's like a big problem I have right now with, the United States government is like the president, the last three, four, never served in the military. And now they're like, they want to bomb everybody. It's very easy when you haven't felt it.
Yeah.
It's like guys who a guy always talks tough, but it's never been punched in the face.
Mm. What we're seeing is that the meek has inherited the earth now. The geeks and the meek have inherited the earth. They've been given like the Bill Gates of the world. Who you saw him in a pub, and he come up to you and said with a squeaky voice, and told you to take a vaccine, and told you that you need to wear a mask, and told you that you're not good enough to be and they need to cull the population because we're using up all the resources. You'd slap him. You'd pick him up by his little jumper and you would roll him out of the pub, wouldn't you? So why? Because he's on the telly. It's amazing that they have the audacity to tell anyone on this planet how many people should be on the planet. That's psychopathy. And one of the things that people need to realize is anyone who would want to be president and prime minister of the world has to have a level of mental illness because me and you wouldn't want the responsibility of telling the world what to do. Fuck that.
Dude, I wouldn't want the responsibility of being Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Exactly.
That's too big, too much, man. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. It's just, save yourself, man. That's my whole thing. I do believe that the world's way more interesting than they're telling us and time travel's possible. And, Operation Looking Glass, the Yellow Book, all that's all that is 100% real. And they just don't want us to see it.
And that's why I think they were in Iraq to cover up or cover up some information, delete it from history, and possibly find elements of the technology to put back together. There is clearly a connection between the three there. If you follow that timeline, again, it's just a theory, but there is something going on there, and they went in there, and clearly it wasn't because of what they clearly 9/11 was a false flag. We all know that. And I didn't realize what false flag meant until a few weeks ago, when it means that basically boats used to put a pretend flag, another ship's flag on to be allowed into the port. So they would put on their enemy's flag so the people would just see the flag and let them in because they thought they were their friends, but it was a false flag. It's a fake flag. And that's what I didn't even realize what false flag meant until a few weeks ago. Look into these terms, because it opens up so much.
And now you know, knowing is half the battle. Which is, you know, for me, the sure sign where the power resides, it's false flags. We'll let you know. And that's, we have the power. That's why they have to do false flags, to convince us to follow their lead, because they can't do anything without us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's consent. It is as in COVID. Although you might believe that COVID or coronavirus, or corona means crown, by the way, COVID-19 might be a thing, but it surely isn't a pandemic, and it surely isn't wiping out enough people, hardly any people, and it's not wiping out enough people to constitute what's going on. Anyone with half a thimble of imagination and intellect can see that the reaction is over the top. It's like putting a plaster cast. If your kid falls over in the garden, you don't run out and whack a plaster cast on his leg, put plaster on it, or you give him a kiss and a cuddle. This is what's happening.
And when you bring this up, someone's like, I lost a friend. I'm like, okay, that's super tragic. I'm sorry. But it's like, there's no way it was just COVID. There's no way. Yeah, it was COVID. How do you know? Do you know? Like, when, you know, I remember when Brittany Murphy died and the news was like, yeah, she died from natural causes. I think she's like 25 at the time or 28. Yeah. It was like some super young age. And everyone's like, nah, there's something more to this. I don't know why people don't do that with this. I don't know why. I mean, what are the options? Are stay at home, lock down, go broke, get suicidal, or the option is push back and live your life.
People are scared to push back. They're just terrified. They don't know how powerful they can be. And then they don't. And it's an effort. People have been dumbed down. That's a big effort to go, no, fuck off. We're taught that bad manners, isn't it, to tell someone to fuck off? It's bad manners to say no. It's bad manners to stand up for yourself. It's bad manners to have sovereignty. It's bad manners to stick up for yourself. It's selfish. It's not selfish. It's self-protection. It's not selfish to say no. It's self-defense to say no when someone's coming in and starting to... You're waiting for them to kick your door down, drag you out, and put you in a facility that you might not come out again. You're going to wait for that. That's ridiculous. These people have pushed you too far. The moment they told you to put a mask on, they pushed you too far. The moment they told you to stay in your house, that was one too far. How many more? The moment they told you that you couldn't go abroad unless you had a health passport was one too far. How many more too fars do you want? The moment they told you to pay tax was too far. The moment they started to pay tax when you pay tax, when they don't. Google don't pay tax. I mean, it's ridiculous. So they've pushed you and pushed you and pushed you and pushed you, and they're just going to see how much you can take. And it's an abusive relationship. Just on the macro level, it's an abuser telling you. And not only that, they're going to tell you it's your own fault. It's your fault the planet, the environment's failing because you did it. Well, no, I think it did. I or you set up the system and controlled it, and you make all the money.
Made money
and
off it at every moment, yeah, including trying to cure it.
But it's your fault. And then them adverts that say donate £2 to some children, bless them, dying in a foreign country. That's not our doing. That's their doing. And then they're going to put it on you to guilt trip you into saying you need to do something about it. No, you're trillionaires. You need to do something about it. Don't tell me I need to do something about it, because you put me in a position where I can't do anything about it. You know that. So these people should be doing stuff about it. Instead, they're sending vaccines over there to test on them. I mean, this is how evil these people are. It's beyond, they're not like us. So stop thinking they're like us. If anything, they are soulless, empty beings. And the likes of Bill Gates, he would have been abused into that situation.
He was abused. Cult. That's why he's such a psychopath.
Yeah.
That's what they
and
do.
And you can understand that. Can't you? You can understand it, but you also can also say, I don't agree with what they're doing. But you can understand how they got that way. That's what called discernment is. You know, I mean, I can understand how Trump became a narcissist. Doesn't mean I agree with, and think he's done a good job in many things. I can understand how people become serial killers. Of course you can. But it doesn't mean you agree with the outcomes of what they're doing, because not everyone becomes a serial killer or an abuser. But it's just, we don't have any discernment left, mate, Sam. It's just, we've become a real, like, in and out system, almost like artificial intelligence is already here. I believe it's already here. I don't think it has much to do with technology.
I totally agree.
It's actually to do with a mind controlled way of thinking.
I totally agree, man. 100%. 100%. Oh, man, great episode, dude. Had a wonderful time. Wonderful time. Richard, can you one more time tell them where they can find you, the name of your podcast?
Yeah, thank you for your time, Sam. I really appreciate you having me on. It's Glitch in the Code. So glitchinthecode.co.uk is my website. You can find Glitch in the Code, the video version, iconic.com, and the audio versions on Spotify, iTunes, and Glitch in the Code YouTube channel. It'd be great to see you guys.
Brother, keep up the good work, and thank you so much for coming on, and I appreciate your guys' support. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you're in Cleveland, come see me tonight, Friday night. I am going to be at the Comedy Club Hilarities. Come see me. All right, guys, I love you very much, and take care, and thanks again for the support.
Tinfoil hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Tinfoil hat. Tinfoil hat. Tinfoil hat.